It's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Oh man, back again, goddammit. How y'all doing? We're back again with another edition of Tell Me a Joke, The Guideline of Chasing a Dream. I am your host of Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. Man, this is going to be a two-parter. It's got to be a two-parter because, nigga, I've had to do too much before I've gotten to go to sleep. This is the window I get before I get to go to sleep. And I've wasted all my time during this window. I didn't even prepare my roaches. Like, I usually prepare a roach to smoke. Like, alright, see, the thing is, I was coming here. Alright, check this out. A little ASMR, a beer, alright? Now, it's 10 in the morning now, it's close to noon. But, like, when I get off, it's 6 in the morning. Like, what is a good time? This is gonna be called, because I know I'm all over the place right now, but this is gonna be called beer at 6 in the morning, or drinking in the morning, something like that. What time is a good time to drink? Like, when should you drink? When feasibly, as an adult, when do you think is a good time to drink? Afternoon? That's fine, like at 12, maybe 1, you know, or after work. After work is always a good ideal time to actually drink. It's usually like 3 to 5, then the happy hour, that around that time, 5 to 7, I would say, depending on where you're going and how things work. You know, that's the ideal time to drink, you know, like any type of drink, beer, alcohol, liquor, you know, beer, liquor, you know, and the hard shit. What do you think about drinking in the morning? Like, I'm not a component of drinking in the morning. I'm not a fan of actually drinking in the morning. First thing in the morning, if I ain't got to do shit, or if I got to go to work or something like that, drinking in the morning, first thing, like if I have a blunt in the morning, nah, that shit ain't going to work. I can't do that. It just don't feel right. It feels like the proper time to drink is like after things have been done. That's the proper time to drink. But since I do get off early in the morning, is it right for me to have a beer at 6 o'clock a.m.? I'm not sure. It just feels strange. It feels like I shouldn't, even though I've done a full day. I've done a 12-hour shift to work. It's morning time. Everything feels breakfasty at that time. Is it okay to have a beer then? You know, I just got off. I don't want to be considered a wino. Motherfucker looking at me, dusty faced and shit, drinking a beer at 6 in the morning. Motherfucker would expect me to be a wino, not thinking that I just got off of jail or something like that. Wino, a hobo, a homeless person, a bum. Yeah, you got to be careful the terms you use now. You can't call them homeless. You gotta call them houseless. Because the heart is a home as well, you know, something like that, some shit, some stupid shit. Anyway, the PC world is really fucking things up. I'm trying, everybody. I so am. I say I'm going to do these things, and, you know, the corona fucked everything up, but made everything so glorious, for me at least, because, you know, nigga, money is coming in, and it's just like, oh, motherfucker about to move into a house now. Nigga, slow down, Kyle. No, Kyle, don't slow down. Kyle, don't slow down at all. Like things got to keep going. So, it's just like, from one after the other, nigga, this is how I step up. Nigga, I step up in a big way, like, and we make it immediate. So, you know, we go from staying with Pops, from having a bad time in L.A., fucking damn near almost going homeless, boom, coming down to Texas, also losing the car once I got up in L.A., and then getting another car on my own reconnaissance, and then losing that car because I had to come down here, pandemic hits, boom, dodge that shit, out in LA. LA is going through it right now. Who told me that the pandemic was coming? Ain't nobody said. It just felt intuition that I had to leave. So I dipped out. Came down to Texas. Stayed with my people for about 10 months. Then, boom, got my own shit. Now I'm in my own shit. Now I'm about to move out my own shit into a house. Hey, what we doing? We drinking beer at fucking 10 in the morning. That's what we doing. How you feel? I feel amazing. I mean, it doesn't seem like I should be drinking this early in the morning. I'm going to have to come back. It's Friday. I'm supposed to do these on Saturday, but it's Friday. So, yeah. I wanted to do so many things. There's more things that I would like to add to my podcast now. If y'all are OnlyFans, if anybody's OnlyFans, I'm a big OnlyFans component. I'm a big OnlyFans fan. Research purposes, you know. I just want to see what's out there. And also, I'm a fan of amateur porn. Like, amateur, as much amateur as you can get without having to use a shitty Technicolor. Yeah, I'm a fan. And I think I have done just to actually, I think I can go ahead and do some ratings or give some shout outs to some of these OnlyFans. I follow like 58 OnlyFans people right now. Okay. Hey, man, it'd be like, shit, it's like sofa change on how much you can go ahead and fucking subscribe for a month. It's like, wow. So, yeah, got about 58. A lot of them are free. A lot of them are free. It's weird. You can find some free ones out there. Some free freaks. Free freaks sticking it in the poon poon. And, you know, it's nice. It's nice. So I would like to, go ahead and rate them. Maybe, you know, give them some shout outs. Say who's what, who's doing who, who's having a good time, what's what, especially if you into OnlyFans. I dig it. I fucks with what's going on. For the price of a few dollars that you might find on the street, you can support. You can support a freaky chick's career. Yeah, there you go. For a few dollars, come on, give y'all support out, man. These women love you. Maybe that's what they tell you. They tell you that, and then you just spend more money and shit. But hey, that's what it's there for. OnlyFans, you're not the only one. You not. But yeah, I would like to go ahead and once a week. Once a week. I try to do these once a week, but I'm gonna have to chop these up into two, cause oh boy, I went to sleep a little. Went to sleep a little late the other day. Ooh, and working these 12 hours at night. You need all your sleeps. I need all my sleeps. So I can't be up here till 11 o'clock. That's only 5 hours. Yeah, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. I get up at 4. That's only 5 hours of sleep. And I don't need none of that. Fuck that. Y'all ain't this important. To be honest with you, y'all not that important. All right, I got to do what I can do. Because, nigga, money cometh to me now, and nigga, what type of money? New money, nigga, new year money, nigga ain't stopped making money since last year. So, nigga, the way this money coming in, I gotta come get it, and I will. I'm gonna get all of it. You gonna give it to me? I'ma eat it up like Pac-Man. God damn it! I'm enjoying how things are going. I love that things are comfortable, and I don't have any other distractions besides pussy. And I'm not going to let that distract me too much. I am. I do. I let it distract me a lot. I shouldn't, though. But it does. It's so good. Like, you can't lie. Like, pussy's amazing. Yeah, or but depending on what you into, you know, I don't mind. I take both. Both on one gender or person. But, yeah, you know. It rules the world. That and religion, you gotta be careful, man. You gotta be careful, man. It's so crazy. It's just the things I can go down that's inside my head when I think about when it comes to just thinking about pussy. That's why men are so wild now. The fucking animals do it too. Sex and religion. God damn. Get you some Jesus Christ, but also stick your dick in this and see how it feels. Or put this up your twat and see where your mind goes. Yeah. It makes you think. A beer in the morning makes me question reality, you know? There's a lot of things that make you question reality. I've also been doing it, you know, reality shit. Don't worry about it. I don't know where I was going with that. But what I also like to... All right. I got contacts, all right? Now, is it okay? I don't know what contact solution is made out of, but I know one of the contact solutions, the one with the red tips, those aren't supposed to go in your eye. Not supposed to use those for contact solution. You shouldn't, I mean, use it just to get the calcium deposits off, and then you're supposed to rinse it with, like, another solution after that. Yeah, I made the mistake one time of using that shit, thinking that it was supposed to go directly to my eye right after I put it in that solution. I was wondering why they had a red tip. I was like, this doesn't make sense. This is strange. This brand comes with a red colored tip. Why is that? Why the red colored tip? Because it's a warning. Meaning don't put this shit in your eye when you use it. I didn't know. Because niggas don't read instructions. And read instructions or directions. Straight to the eye. Burn the fuck out of my eye. A few times. I kept doing it until I realized. I was like, God damn, this is stupid. I'm dumb. I'm pretty dumb when it comes to certain things. I used to take 2 one-a-days. Why? Thought it was good for me. It tells you to take one a day. You can't keep... You shouldn't take more than just one. Because you're only supposed to take one. Take all the rest of that shit and you probably fuck some shit up on the inside. But hey, me? I wanted to get a jump on the game. And they weren't even mine to take. I think they were from my dad. I just took them from him. He wasn't taking them. Wild, huh? Tastes like medicine. But yeah, contact solution. Contact solution goes on your contacts, which is cool. Boom, put it on the contacts. Okay. But then when... Is it okay to use contact solution like eye drops if you're wearing your contacts? And is it okay to use contact solution just like eye drops if you're not wearing your contacts? Like, what is contact solution made out of to where it's just for the contacts and not for your eyes? I mean, put the contacts in your eyes after you get the contacts out the contact solution. So, is it okay just to use this contact solution straight to the eye? I've seen it, but I've seen it from somebody that wasn't so smart. And now I do it. So, I mean, it doesn't affect me or anything like that, but will it be? Is it affecting me? I'm not sure. I'm not a scientist. These are the things I need to know because I do dumb shit from time to time, and I probably need to stop it. So, contact solution. Anybody. Like, I've switched my contact solution, so now it goes from I don't have the mucusy buildup like I used to have in the corners of my eyes and shit. Like, the shit I was using last time when I used to have... way too much. I used to sleep in my contacts way too much and not take them out. Yeah, that's not good for your eyes. Your eyes need to breathe. But I got these AccuVues to where they can breathe pretty good. It doesn't matter about branding. But I switched contact solution. Before I had the OptiFresh something. Now I have the OptiFresh such and such. And... yeah, world of a difference. I don't get the little eye woogies in my eye as much anymore. The little squiggly eye fluids that look like little worms that you got to follow. Yeah, I don't get those in my eyes as much anymore. Yeah, I used to pull those out like string beans. Like, they used to just come out into threads. It's like, is there a silkworm in my eye socket? Like, I'm not really sure why this mucousy membrane is just fucking floating across my eye fluid. You know, it's just crazy. I never did give a fuck about it. It always felt weird, and I was like, this isn't good. This isn't good. I definitely knew it wasn't good. Your eyes tell you shit. You motherfuckers are like, get this fucker out of me. Like, why, what is, I can't breathe? And then just fucking, ugh, mucus spasms everywhere. I got these soft ass shoes on though that I got from Walgreens. I went to Walgreens, not at Walgreens, a CVS. I went to a CVS to go make a money order. I had to make a money order for this goddamn place. All right, this place, I've only been here for a month. And I was going to pay the first month's rent, the second month's rent. I've only been here 2 months. I haven't been here 3 months yet. So that I'm not in the system to where they can just pull me up. So when I go to pay rent, I got to go ahead and I go online or something like that. I need to follow these online things just so I can make sure that I don't have to go there back to the office again. Cause I didn't know how I was supposed to pay rent. So I went to the office cause they don't answer the phones for some reason. Apparently they way too busy, but they're never busy when you go in there. They ain't never on the phone when you go in there. But whenever you call, they never answer the phone. And so I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it. I'm glad I'm moving to another place. But, you know, when you're sitting in there and you go, I went to there and I was like, hey, man, I got to pay rent. It's the first, you know, hey, I only got so many hours. I got to go to sleep. I've still been up. I've been up for like 12 hours overnight. Bitch, I saw the sun go down and come up. I'm not around for the fuckery, all right. So let me know what I gotta do. And it was like, well, you can pay with check, cashier's check, or money order. I'm like, okay, cool, gotcha. I don't have personal checks because Bank of America don't give out personal checks. Plus, who's still using checks like y'all 80? What the fuck? And then cashier's check. Now I don't fuck with them. I don't, you know, they probably gotta go to the bank to get that anyway. Just might as well get a regular check or whatever. So money order was the next bet. Money order is where I wanted to do. I'm pretty sure that the corner store down the street from me had money orders, but by the time I went to go check with them, they were closed. So I went all over today. The day that I was going to think about, oh, I had to go to the fucking office to ask the office how much I needed to pay, because it's not just the normal price of what I got to pay for the apartment. It's all that extra shit. So I'm like, yo, what I got to pay? And they was like, we don't know. You're not in the system. You ain't been here long enough in our system down. So you just got to wait. We ain't going to charge you. I'm like, cool, bet. I'm out. So, you know, motherfucker told me hit me back up in a few days later. I'm like, cool, this give me more time to have money. Boom, I can get my next check in. Look like I ain't even spent shit. So I go ahead and fucking hit him up the next day. And the next day they was like, oh, we don't know, system still down, yada yada yada. But I could probably pull up your stuff. Pulled up my shit, told me what I needed to get, went to go get it. The ordeal that it was to go get a motherfucking money order. Didn't get it that first day, tell you that. Didn't get it the second day neither, because they were closed. They're closed on Sunday. So I was like, fuck this, I'll get it on Monday. So yeah, I waited a whole extra week to pay my rent, which was like beautiful. Like, bitch, y'all gonna wait on me now since I had to wait on y'all. And I went to go get a money order for the first time, and I was like, all right, where I get a money order from? I fucking Googled it. I had to Google it, where I was getting a money order from out here. Out here, they're like CVS, Kroger, HEB. They didn't say Walgreens, but I wanted to go check a Walgreens anyway. First place I went to, I was like, oh, the old good old trusty CVS. Went to the CVS. Right. And this is where I got that's where I got these soft ass slippers from, the CVS. And this is why I'm telling this story. And so I went to the CVS and went in that motherfucker, and I was like, yo, ain't nobody in this bitch. It's early. I'm just getting off work. I only got so much time. That time limit that I got in the morning, it's only so much. And then I need to be sleep because I'm going to feel groggy for the next 12 hours that I go to work to the next day, and I ain't about that shit. Don't fuck with my money. So, you know, I go in that CVS. Ain't nobody in that thing. I'm like, if I could be a fucking terrible deviant ass nigga, I could go ahead and steal whatever the fuck I want and just not come back. Like, you call me this time? Oh, well, bitch, I'm not coming back, so you're not going to catch me again. So, the parking lot was empty. If they got cameras in the parking lot, probably could have saw me go wherever I needed to be going after that. Probably would have caught me eventually, thinking about it now. But, hey, bitch, pay attention to your stove. So I'm walking around the stove. Ain't nobody in that bitch. I got to shit. I have to shit. But I have to do these. I have to get this money order so I can go pay rent and shit. You know, fucking, it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. I just drove an hour to get back home. Where the fuck is the CVS lady? And I walk all through that motherfucker. I start picking shit up that I don't need, spending more money. Oh my God, and that's when I found these slippers, these nice soft-ass slippers. They got like rabbit hair on the inside. Probably not rabbit hair since I got it at a CVS. But still, man, they was comfortable. They comfortable when I bought them. and they only come in one size. It was a small, and I was like, all right, small, medium, large. That's the type of fucking slippers they is. And they ain't got no sides to them. You don't know if which one's left or right. How you make a shoe like that? That you don't know which one is left or right? You just got to pick one and just hope that it forms to that foot? It did, though. It formed to my foot. So it's just like, I know which one is left and I know which one is right now. It's crazy. But, yeah, in that bitch, I'm, like, walking. Like, man, what the fuck? Started picking up way too much shit. Got me a gator, you know, fucking protect that face from the Rona out here. And then I was like, fuck this. I need to see who the fuck is here because I need to check the fuck out. And so I go up and I find a lady. I'm like, oh, she's sitting in the fucking batter's booth of the fucking skybox up there in the wall in the CVS. Bitch, why y'all got a skybox and y'all tiny? Like, there's a goddamn fucking Schwegmans or something. But anyway, I fucking get the lady's attention. I had to start jumping through the fucking the two-way mirror. I'm like, yo, bitch, you see me, right? Come down. God damn it. I need assistance. Ain't nobody in this motherfucker. What are you doing? You're not supposed to be up there. At least pay attention to the store. Knowing that somebody's coming in here so nobody steal from you. The fuck? So she come down, and I was like, yo, y'all do money orders? She was like, well, we do this shit over here in this little money random screen. I was like, no. I don't need to send money. I need to make a check form of money so I can give it to my apartment. I need to pay rent. She was like, this might do it. I was like, I don't think this does. This is why I'm asking you. I do this all the time. She's like, oh, no, I don't think we do. And then I think our system's down. Well, let me check. Oh, so y'all do kind of do it because the Google said you did. No, okay, get to work, bitch. And she went to go check, and she was like, oh, yeah, our system's down. But you can go ahead and check the HEB. I'm like, ah, okay, cool. Oh, no, it was the Kroger. I went to the Kroger first. She was like, you can go check the Kroger. I'm like, cool, I'll go check the Kroger since your system down. Motherfucker. She was like, oh, yeah, this don't work. I can't help you. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. She was like, all right. And I was like, well, that's not it. I still need to buy some shit. She was like, oh, okay. I was like, bitch, you just trying to fucking shoot me out of the way? No, bitch, I need to do things. And you taking my time. What the fuck are you doing up there? Paperwork? Don't nobody come to this goddamn CVS. But anyway, nigga did what I had to do. Went to the Kroger. Now, Kroger is not open. I mean, Kroger's open. When I get up there and I wait for a minute and some lady comes to me and she don't speak English, but she work at the store. That fucked me up. Because we had a little language barrier for a second. I was like, but bitch, you work here and you trying to help me? You trying to do your job, but we got a language barrier. I don't get that. I'm being a bigot right now. I guess that's what that'd be. But you know they wouldn't. You know I talked to them. I was like, "Yo, this customer service right here." She's like, "Yeah, I'll go get him." I was like, "All right, whatever." And then she went, and then she got a lady that spoke English because she didn't understand what the fuck I was saying. So she was like, "Hey, this person needs help," and I was like, "Oh, okay, I get it. Customer service coming. I need to do some shit with customer service. Need to get a money order." They was like, oh, customer service don't open till 8. I was like, fuck, that's in like 20 minutes. So it's 7:40 apparently, and I'm walking around fucking Kroger waiting for goddamn customer service to open up just so I can make a money order. That's all I need to do, make a money order. I've been waiting too long. I've been putting it off. I just need to make a money order. And I'm pretty sure that right down the street from me, the corner store right down the street from me, makes money orders. But it doesn't matter. I need to make a money order, so I'm trying to get this money order whichever way I can. I'm not sure about the fucking place down the street just yet. Haven't checked there. So I go walk around Kroger, go find some shit out, go look up some things about weed butter and all that. What's better to cook weed in? And apparently vegetable oil is the best thing to cook weed in. Coconut oil is nice because you can apply it to the skin and do a whole bunch of other topical other shit with it. But vegetable oil is the way to go. But yeah, waiting around Kroger and shit, 20 minutes, boom. Go back to the goddamn customer service. Go back that way. and see what the fuck's up with customer service. Then ain't nobody come. Little black lady come out. She come get some shit. She go right back in. That lady that came first told me that customer service opened in 20 minutes. She came back because ain't nobody was back at customer service. She was like, hey, customer service says they is computers down, so they can't do a money audit. I'm like, fuck. Bitch, I waited here till 8 o'clock. I only got so many hours. I got to go to sleep. What the fuck? She was like, you can go to the other Kroger. It's just like right down the way. Right down. I don't want to go to another Kroger. You say right down the way, but it's not right down the way. Why would they put two Krogers back to back? It's not right there. I got to go far. What the fuck? So I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go back to the way I was going. But on the way home, I want it because this is what I wanted. I've been put on this since this motherfucker started eating these goddamn things, and now I can't stop eating them. I need to get a honey butter chicken biscuit from motherfucking Whataburger. I gotta get one because the motherfuckers are delicious. All right, and I gotta get a honey butter chicken biscuit from motherfucking Whataburger, and they only open from certain times, So I gotta, within that window, I gotta go get it. So I go get it, and I know on the way it's HEB. So I'm like, all right, well, since I'm on the way to here anyway, since I'm on the way to this fucking disgusting ass Whataburger anyway, might as well stop at this HEB. Kill two birds, one stone. Stop at the HEB, sitting in that motherfucker waiting, trying to find customer service. Walk all around the store before I found customer service. Their customer service is off in the nook. Like, HEB fucking made so stupid, and all of them made built different and everything, but fuck that HEB. Anyway, went to the HEB, found the customer service, which is like in the midst of a whole bunch of dumb shit in the corner to where you probably won't be able to see it unless you look real hard, but it's right there in front of your face. It's so stupid. And found the customer service. Nobody was there, of course, because I'm having terrible luck with just getting this goddamn money order. And so I go ask the people at the self-checkout. I'm like, yo, what's up with y'all customer service? I need to make a money order. They was like, oh no, customer service don't open till 10. I'm like, get the fuck out of my face, man. I'm out. Fuck this HEB, right? Gone. Went to go get my honey butter chicken bacon biscuit. Blah, blah. I went to go get my honey butter chicken biscuit, man. I ain't have time for the bullshit. Went and got the honey butter chicken biscuit, rode all the way to the house, and then got to the house, and I was like, man, let me just check at this corner store down here. It does money orders. Why would it? You know, it's a corner store. Who knows if they do money orders or not? Boom. Soon as I look outside on the goddamn door, what it say? Because it's not just a regular corner store. Nigga, it's the hood corner store. It's like where I stay at is kind of like a hood area, Mexican-like hood area, Mexican and black hood area. So that being, boom, this corner store going to have everything. Everything you need, everything, okay? Like anything that you need to do, being Section A ass motherfucker, nigga, everything. I don't say no Section A places, but that's the type of environment that's around me, and that's why there's this goddamn corner store there. So, of course, boom, right on the fucking front, money orders made here. Okay, great. Why didn't I think of this before? I could just walk to this motherfucker. Goddamn, so upset. Getting that motherfucker, go ask the dude, hey man, I need to make a money order for such and such. I can make a money order. He was like, hold on. I was like, God damn it. Well, then he fucking, I guess, dude, he called his mama or something like that. I don't know what the fuck going on. They be having their children working back there. Motherfucker come over, he's like, yeah. Can't do money order. I'm like, you can't do the money order. I'm like, only cash. Motherfucker. All right. You know what? It's just not going to happen today. It's not going to happen today at all. You know what? Fuck all this. I'm gone. And it wasn't going to happen that day anyway because they were closed. So it didn't matter. All that didn't matter. I did a lot, though. I only got a window. This has been 30 minutes. You know what? This is that. That's it. This is all y'all get for now. This is just the first half. I only got a window. Call this that. Part 1, part 2. I'll come back tomorrow. I'm gonna finish this beer and go to sleep because I need to be sleep. Nah, I can't do shit else. I can't do shit else besides sleep and wake the fuck up and go right back to work because I wanted to entertain y'all hooligans. God damn it. Is this entertaining for y'all? For me to yell at you motherfuckers because I'm still up right now when I shouldn't be trying to give you some quality? I'm just trying to give you some love and I caress your ear when I come on this thing, man. Y'all don't want to give me no play at all? At least let me put the tip in. I'll be here this whole time. Like an aggravating boyfriend. We can't have sex till we married? All right, I'm going to try to stick it in your butt until then. You're still a virgin, technically, right? I don't know. Who knows? Speaking of virgins, oh, Lord. Let's not get into that. Then that's telling secrets, Kyle, and you need to stop. Okay. All right. I should be writing and going to work on them things that I need to go and work on these characters, but I can't. I can only do one thing because I only have an allotted time and I'm wasting it. I'm wasting the fuck out of it. I can't do no more. So I'm going to go turn my heat up. I'm going to go fucking darken up my room as much as possible. And I'm going to go to sleep for 5 hours. And I'm going to sleep hard. You know what? I'm going to probably bang one out to an OnlyFans fan for us real quick. And then go sleep. Oh, they so grimy on there. They so grimy. Like, you see everything. You see the spots. You see their house. You see the corner of their rooms. You see the stains. It's nice. Especially people that got good cameras. Like, if they doing well, you see they upgrade their camera. Like a video game. It's wild. It is wild. And I love it. But we'll judge that later. I also got some sweater guards coming. I'll work on that for y'all. You know? I try to be here. Try to be diligent. Go check out the MHOG podcast. I've made my appearance on there again. So, yeah. Part one. Pause out. I'll be back. I need to work on commercials and shit and doing other shit like that and liking my sponsors up. But I'll be back. Sorry for yelling. Uh-huh.